Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Meep, meep.
Bob McClain.
Hello, campers. Greetings, welcome, salutations, and penultimate workday of the week alohas to you. Thursday edition, the Bobby Mack Electric Radio Program with yours truly, the attack dog of the right, the bombastic loud mouth of the South. And as always, your input is invited, encouraged, and welcomed. Here is how you join me and take part in the conversation today. Just grab the phone, use the Ingalls Advantage talk line number, 800-347-1063, Common Sense Retirement Planning text line number, 71307, and my email, as always, bob@1063.com. Right to the phones we go, because folks have been patiently waiting to join me, including Ray in Clinton, who is the leadoff batter in the Follies for today. Hi, Ray, and welcome to the show.
Well, thank you very much. I'm glad to talk to you again.
My pleasure.
The thing I'm calling about is they keep on talking on this impeachment hearings and whatever else about the Constitution.
Yeah.
But not once have I seen or heard where somebody mentioned that in the Constitution it says that taxes are to be levied for the running of our government only. And I still believe that a lot of these taxes that we're paying are going to foreign countries. And we have no say about it.
Yeah.
And that we finally, after 75 years of my living, finally got a president that's looking into all that stuff.
Yeah, and because that really is what President Trump was – thank you, Ray. Appreciate that. That really is what President Trump was attempting to do. We knew that Ukraine was a black hole of corruption, which was being mined, we believe, by Joe Biden to the advantage of his son, Hunter, serving on that board at Burisma to the tune of, what, $3.1 million is what he ended up getting out of that deal. So all President Trump was trying to do was to make sure we weren't throwing good money after bad. Meantime, the guy who still leads in the polls for the Democrat nomination for the presidency did substantially worse than what the Democrats are accusing President Trump of, and he's admitted to it. That would be Joe Biden. Yeah, I told him, look, you know, you fire that prosecutor who has frozen the assets of Burisma, the company that Hunter Biden was on the board of. That really is why Biden got his feathers ruffled, because the prosecutor in Ukraine froze the assets of that company, meaning Hunter Biden was not getting paid. Of course, Joe Biden wanted the prosecutor fired. And talk about a quid pro quo, admitted on video that he told the president of the Ukraine, you got to fire this prosecutor in 6 hours or you're not going to get $1 billion in foreign aid. You want to talk about somebody should be investigated. How about the Bidens for a start? Let's go to Campobello and bring in Lou here on the Thursday edition. Hi, Lou, and welcome to the program.
Thanks, Bobby. I just want to say I was listening to the Never Trump show you guys have on between 10 and 12 on the daily.
Right.
And you know, it was so bad that a caller called in and accused Trump. He obviously was probably a Democrat, probably very liberal.
Uh-huh.
He said the Republican Party is done and the Republicans are going to get exactly what they deserve by voting for this guy. He's turned the departments against themselves. And, you know, I think he was absolutely right, but he was talking about the wrong president.
Yeah.
Wasn't it Obama who used the IRS to actually weaponize the IRS to go against conservatives?
Yeah, to attack and slow down the applications for being charitable organizations for tax purposes And they only picked out the Tea Party groups.
And Lois Lerner, as punishment, was able to retire with full benefits.
And worse than that, you know, when she was called on the carpet for it, made a self-serving opening statement declaring that she hadn't broken any law, she was pure as a driven snow, and did that, made that statement after first hiding behind the Fifth Amendment against self-incrimination. Yeah, it's amazing. The only time these Democrats like the Constitution is when they can hide behind the Fifth Amendment.
And then under Obama, he weaponized the DOJ to surveil another president. And the thing that amazes me still is the American press, who claims that Trump has it out for him, have been silent on both issues.
Yep.
The American press that was the grand leader for Obama, anything the man did, and look, I have nothing against Obama. I have no problem with his background. I have nothing. I think he was probably actually a good husband and father. I disagree wholeheartedly with his political views and his apology standpoint that he put America through, apologizing for us being great. Okay? I had nothing against him as a human being. He has a right to have his own opinion. But the press loved the man.
Yep.
And, you know, the Democratic Party, even before he took the oath of office, has been demanding to impeach him, okay? And you know how they said it. They wanted to impeach him, you know what?
Right, the MF-er.
You know,
yeah.
When Horowitz's report comes out and says, you know, I really don't see any bias, how can anybody look at this? And I'm probably slighted a little bit towards supporting Trump than I am against him.
Yeah.
But how can anybody look about what's going on in Washington right now? When you asked a question of their star witnesses, do you have any firsthand knowledge of what happened?
Nope.
And everybody looked around like, no.
No. Who, me? No, I don't. No, I know nothing. Yeah. Well, yeah. Look, the weaponizing began long before they directed it to their new target, the 45th president of the United States, Donald Trump. The weaponizing began in the Obama administration when the White House sicked the FBI and the DOJ on reporters who wrote stories, the few that were unflattering to Obama. So they wiretapped reporters from the Associated Press, the Washington Post, the New York Times, and Fox News. And so we should be surprised they did the same thing to Donald Trump. They just did exactly the same thing they'd done to the press.
And you know something, Bobby? I think this is all attributed back. They thought Hillary Clinton was going to win.
Oh, sure they did.
It was going to be business as usual.
Right.
And the Democrats got caught flat-footed with absolutely no platform and nothing they could do. The only strategy they could come up with, and it's not a bad strategy. I don't agree with what they're doing, but they have no platform. The only thing they can do is humiliate and hound Donald Trump. Because they were so sure that Hillary was going to get elected, they didn't even cut. It was going to be business as usual.
Yeah.
The platform is screw everybody that you possibly can and take as much money from people as you can.
We never would have known any of this had occurred if Hillary Clinton had been elected. Thanks. I appreciate the call. Look, maybe the best line to come out of these hearings so far was yesterday when Ted Cruz, senator from Texas, summed it up this way and said, look, this wasn't Jason Bourne. This was Beavis and Butthead. And they never thought that any of this would come to light, which is why now they are scrambling like a cat in a litter box to cover it all up. 5:15 here on the Bobby Mack Show. Be right back, and we go to the phones again, see if I can catch up with a text line, and as soon as we can work it in, today's edition of ATF, amazing true facts.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Welcome back. 5:21 here on the Bobby Mack Show. Stand by. ATF is coming right up. Amazing true facts. First of all, one further note on climate change, on global warming. Next time somebody wants to start in with you about, well, you know, the IPCC at the UN just issued a new report, blah, blah, blah. NOAA just issued a new report, blah, blah, blah. Remind them of this quote from Dr. Otmar Endenhofer. In November of 2010, he was co-chair of Working Group 3 at the UN's IPCC, their climate change group, when he said, and I quote, in an interview with Dr. Charles Batting, we, the UN IPCC, redistribute de facto the world's wealth by climate policy. One has to free oneself from the illusion that international climate policy is environmental policy. This has almost nothing to do with environmental policy anymore. Thank you, Dr. Endenhofer, for spelling it out for us about what it really is all about. All right, here we go. Time for today's edition of ATF. And here's Gary Goodvoice.
Ladies and gentlemen, once again, Bob McClain presents Amazing, Amazing, True Facts.
Thank you, Gary. And joined as I always am on ATF by the Bobettes, Miss Moneypenny on the other side of the glass.
Hello.
Little Annie, ensconced in the news center.
Good evening.
Well, Christmas is right around the corner, and that means we keep getting these lists. Are these the best Christmas movies of all time?
No.
Probably not. A new survey asked 2,000 Americans what the best Christmas movie of all time is, and naturally, the usual suspects surged to the top of the list. Not the Kevin Spacey movie. I mean, the usual Christmas classics. It wasn't for a lack of options. Survey included 50 Christmas movies. Here is the top 10.
Cool.
Number 10, Santa Claus is Coming to Town.
Yay.
Number 9, The Shop Around the Corner. Number 8, Home Alone 2, Lost in New York.
Yeah.
Number 7, National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation.
Yes.
That's going to be in everybody's top 10.
Yeah.
The Polar Express.
Yes. Very beautiful.
5, the original Home Alone. These people in this poll were big Home Alone fans. They had 2 of them in there. Number 4, Planes, Trains, and Automobiles.
Fun.
That was just funny.
Yeah.
Number 3, unsurprisingly, It's a Wonderful Life.
Beauty.
Number 2, A Charlie Brown Christmas.
Classic. Yes.
And number 1 on the list, A Christmas Story.
Okay, I'm overkilled with that one.
All right, well, you know,
you'll shoot your eye out.
I know.
I think I think TNT and TBS with the overkill.
Yeah.
With Ralphie.
Yeah.
24 hours.
Yeah, there's some blowback on that.
Yeah.
If you're wondering by state which movies were named the best,
which movies?
South Carolina. It's a Wonderful Life.
Yay.
North Carolina and Georgia. Christmas Story. Huh. He had yellow eyes. Yellow eyes. We are nearing the end of, not only this year, but this decade. Well, actually, next one doesn't really start till 21, but we'll set that aside for the moment. Google's most searched news stories in the U.S. this year.
Very fun.
Number one, Hurricane Dorian. A lot of people in South Carolina could tell you about it. Number two, the Notre Dame Cathedral fire back in April.
Yeah.
Number three, the Women's World Cup. Mm-hmm. These are most searched on Google. Number four, the Area 51 raid. Over 2 million people had RSVP'd for it on Facebook. How many showed up, right. Moneypenny? How many showed up?
A few thousand.
Huh?
A few thousand.
How many showed up, Annie?
Four.
Somewhere between those two numbers is correct. 134 people showed up.
No way.
And nobody got inside.
Awesome.
The Copa American Soccer Tournament in Brazil. Number five. The El Paso shooting back in August. Number seven, Sri Lanka because of the Easter bombings in April. Mm-hmm. Number eight, the government shutdown happened back last December. Mm-hmm. Number nine, the Equifax data breach settlement. And rounding out the top 10, the three earthquakes that had hit Ridgecrest, California in July. One of them 7.1, largest quake to hit Cali in 20 years.
Yeah, it's encouraging. Americans care.
And you know what, you know what was interesting about that to me?
What?
Didn't make the top 10.
Yeah.
Nothing about Mueller.
Right.
Nothing about the impeachment.
That's weird.
Yeah.
Everybody's just listening to you and getting all the information.
I guess. Could be. Yeah. And they probably are sick to death of hearing about it. How about this?
What?
Guy in Uganda, and apparently his, how should I phrase this?
Delicately?
Yeah, diplomatically. apparently his flatulence.
Ew.
Has a special ability to kill mosquitoes.
That must be some bad fat flatulence.
I mean, we're talking ugly. 48-year-old Joe Rawamirami, Kampala, Uganda.
That's so tight.
Famous around his home village for, well, you know what, because his gas kills mosquitoes.
That's a popular dude.
Yeah, he is, because they claim that no one in the village has ever gotten malaria. And nobody's been inoculated. Well, they've been inoculated in a way we don't really want to talk very much about. And now,
what?
Entrepreneurship. You got to love it.
Oh, no.
Joe says an insect repellent company has contacted him. They want to hire him so they can study his gas and figure out why it's so effective.
You go, Joe.
So here I'm thinking, you know, somebody goes to college for 4 years, maybe six, maybe eight, to become what, virologist or some, you know, to study. And here you are with your master's degree and your PhD, and you find yourself in the lab studying the flatulence of a guy from Uganda.
Who needs DEET?
And you're still thinking, yeah, look at the size of this bill from my student loans in college. There you go. I hate to close on that note, but
Annie, did you fall out of the chair?
Yes. Oh God, my eyes are watering.
Way to go, Joe.
Thanks, Joe.
I hope you're laughing and not Joe.
He's a credit to his community for sure. That's today's ATF. 529 here on the Bobby Mack Show. Annie will try and recuperate in time to join us next from the newsroom here on the Bobby Mack Show on WORD.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Little sound of the season for you. So we work the Christmas music into the bumper music rotation. Merry Christmas to you here in advance. 5:38, 22 before 6 here on the Bobby Mack Show. In on the text line, Bobby Mack, I think the Dems are trying to start a civil war. I have a right to vote. They don't have a right to steal it. Pelosi and these people saying that we can't depend on voters. One of the scariest things I've ever heard a politician say. Bobby, that guy Joe from Uganda must be on a strict diet of 40% DEET burgers and citronella-topped eggs. I'd hate to sleep in a tent with him, although the mosquitoes would never be an issue. Bobby, flatulence that kills mosquitoes sounds almost like a real-life superpower. He's silent but deadly, able to kill 1,000 skeeters in a single, well, you know, it's a bird. It's a plane. It's Fart Cloud. He's going to make some money off this thing, too.
Is he going to have a brown spandex outfit that has a big F on the front?
Yeah. They're working on it right now at Marvel, you know. It'll be out for the 4th of July, the next big release of Marvel. Nice. Or maybe Disney. Disney Plus may be working on that right now. If anybody was ever Plus, it's this guy. Bobby, what that boy eat? I'm not sure we want to know. Bob, I love hearing Moneypenny and Annie laugh. Bobby, you and the Bobettes make my day. Thank you very much. Appreciate that. Bobby, we do watch A Christmas Story every year, but we only watch it once. Yeah, we have it on DVD, so we can, you know, plug it in whenever. Bob, Dr. Eidenhofer letting the viper out of the bag about climate change and redistribution of wealth only confirms what I have suspected for years. Bobby, for the recent caller, Horowitz said, did not say that he found no evidence of bias. He said he found no documentary or testimonial evidence of bias. Yeah, because they asked Peter Strzok, were you biased? Who, me? Yeah, so there you go. No testimonial evidence. Yeah, forget about all the emails. All this means is that nobody recorded bias in official documents or admitted bias in their testimony. Certainly does not mean there is no evidence of bias whatsoever. Yeah, because we certainly saw plenty of that. Bobby, if ever in the off chance that Biden should win, one good thing is since quid pro quo is illegal, we can impeach him with the evidence. Well, actually, the Democrats may want to convince you of that. But quid pro quo goes on every day of the week. Look, when the Pentagon negotiates with a supplier, there's quid pro quo there. I'll tell you what, you guys cut your price and we'll buy 1,000 units more. It happens all the time. How about Mayor Pete walking around the other day saying, yeah, you know, we ought to threaten to cut off the foreign aid to Israel to make them more amenable to the Palestinians. That's not quid pro quo. Bobby Mack, I cannot wait to see bug-eyed Nancy Pelosi go on stun when she looks like an idiot for what she's been promoting about our duly elected president. Bobby, climate change, nothing but a device to catch the next generation of voters by the left, progressives, and Democrats. Once you get someone on your side on an issue while they're young, you can hook them into supporting your whole agenda or party as you grow older. Mousetrapped by the cheese from Richard. Bobby, Comey equals prearranged ignorance. Yeah, well, I may have signed off on that, but I was really busy that day. Holy cow. Places to go, people to see, things to do. Busy, busy, busy. So they shoved it under my nose, and I signed off on it. Simple as that. Yeah. All right. Thank you, James. In fact, coming up, Trey Gowdy was on and talked about Comey. And in unflattering terms, we'll hear that coming up. Bob, earlier you were playing the audio from that doofus, that is a 4th District Congressman Hank Johnson, Democrat, Georgia, that said Guam was going to tip over if they sent more Marines there. My 13-year-old daughter said maybe we should tell him the only reason islands with volcanoes don't tip over is that they have tubes that go straight down to the center of the earth. No. Don't confuse this guy with facts. Bobby, here is the sound of Lindsay's actions. Yeah. And we'll see. We'll see where this goes. Bob's Dems are still repeating the bullshit parody. Yeah, as if it were in the transcripts. Don Lemon, Lemonade, was talking about it on CNN last night. Must be watching him for laughs. And I believe I am now caught up with the text line. That's a good thing. Bobby, don't forget, quid pro quo goes on in Congress between the members there all the time. Bobby, was that Killer Joe from Uganda? Bobby, please check with Moneypenny and see what time the sun went down today. We can do that. Moneypenny, have you had a chance to look at the official meteorological records and see what time the sun went down today?
It wasn't high anymore at 4:20.
Okay.
All right, Dan.
Thank you. Quarter before six here on the Bobby Mack Show. Take a quick break here and then be right back.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Welcome back. 10 before 6 here in the closing minutes of the 5 o'clock Follies, the most heavily commuted hour of the Bobby Mac Show. So in the wake of this report from I.G. Horowitz, maybe the most arrogant man on the planet, James Comey, former FBI director, tweeted, and I quote, "So it was all lies. No treason, no spying on the campaign, no tapping Trump's wires, just good people trying to protect America." Mm-hmm. So says Comey. Well, guy who followed this stuff pretty closely for a long time, former 4th District Congressman Trey Gowdy was on Fox last night and was asked, you know, about his reaction.
Think about the fact that places like the New York Times and the Rolling Stone are now essentially saying, you saw it, holy God, what a clown show this whole thing was.
2 years too late. They vilified Devin. They vilified Paul. They vilified Cash Patel, Johnny Ratcliffe. Those of us who for 2 years have been saying there, we like the Department of Justice. We need a good Department of Justice. But what they did in 2016 and 2017 is just wrong. So I don't know what report Comey read. This is the third IG report that has found his conduct to be substandard. If that's a victory lap, if he wants to take a victory lap because he's not indicted, more power to him. Don't write any more books on ethics. Don't tell me what the ethical standard is if you think this report vindicates you.
Yeah. You know, as I have followed this story very closely, covered it for years, there were things that I learned in the past couple of days looking at this report, and I know that you were privy to a lot of this before it all came out. But, you know, just to sort of put a fine point on some of this, right, you've got Carter Page, who was in the Navy, then was an asset for the CIA, sort of a peripheral asset who gave them information over time. They sort of had a relationship. He was traveling and doing a lot of foreign events and giving them some information. So the FBI says to the CIA or to all the agencies, is this individual that we're looking at an asset of any of yours? And the CIA comes back and says, yeah, he's one of ours. They change it because they want to put a tail on this guy to not an asset. Right. Of the CIA. I mean, that is a travesty. How does that happen?
Wrong people doing the wrong job. It is the most damning part that came out of Horowitz. I did not know that an FBI lawyer, someone that we give incredible powers and authorities and therefore corresponding responsibility to, would change someone's status. I mean, keep in mind, a counterintelligence investigation is because you think Carter Page is working on behalf of Russia. The reality is Carter Page was working on behalf of the United States of America, and you changed it from he is a source to he's not a source, which is a manifestly unfair thing to do to Carter Page. But so when Horowitz says there was no bias in the inception, there was no bias ab initio, there was a lot of bias from every point thereafter, including an FBI lawyer manufacturing evidence to get a surveillance warrant against an American citizen. Martha, that is not the FBI. I want your viewers to understand that is not the FBI that I worked with. It is not representative of 99.9% of the Bureau agents that I know, but they've got a problem. And if you're changing emails, manufacturing, altering evidence, which is a crime, because you want to get at somebody, you don't want them to be president of the United States, not only do you not have any business being an FBI agent or law enforcement, you probably ought to be wearing an orange jumpsuit.
Yeah, absolutely right. Trey Gowdy, talking about this whole business. Well, we'll see, because Mr. Durham, who does have the power to impanel grand juries, issue subpoenas, and come up with indictments of his own, still working on this. How about some good news for today? We can never get too much of that.
Time to feel good. It's Bobby Mack's good news.
Like to be able to share some good news stories with you. And this one, this time of year, is really pretty nice. This is the story of a guy from Virginia. He grew up poor, and he decided he was going to, as they say, pay it forward here. So he drove around his hometown in a Ryder truck. This past weekend. Rode around his hometown in a Ryder truck Saturday and handed out $12,000 worth of Christmas presents to kids in low-income areas. Here's some of the audio.
This guy shows up at my office and says, "Hey, I'd like to come by Saturday to give out some presents." And I thought, is this legit?
You want a bicycle? How about some remote control cars?
I just decided that I was going to go rent a great big box truck. And we went out and got over 1,300 toys. And we're just riding around to less fortunate areas, passing them out. Harris Gardens is close to my heart. I used to live right here in Harris Gardens about 15 years ago. So I decided to make this our first stop. I mean, to watch the kids on expression on a kid's face, I mean, that's just priceless.
Yeah, really, really nice. Started by going to the low-income housing complex he said he used to live in, and as you heard, asked the manager if it was okay. You know, she said, "You want to do what? You want to drive around in a Ryder truck and hand out $12,000 worth of Christmas presents?" Pretty nice. Pretty nice. That's going to score you some extra points. Got to head towards the top of the hour and news. One more still to go, though, of course. The bonus hour is still ahead here on Thursday, including today's edition of Boneheads in the News. And this portion of the Bobby Mack Show brought to you by the Bobby Mack Semi-Professional Players and our sponsor, Tree Barn.
Come on in to Al's Tree Barn. We've got the perfect tree to bring in the holidays and turn your cat into a tree-destroying, violent lunatic. These trees are full, green, and built to be tipped over by a cat that has turned itself into a 30-mile-per-hour projectile, crashing into that $800 TV you bought Black Friday shopping. Need a fake tree instead? Ours are pre-lit, so your cat can tear it from limb to limb, creating an electrical fire that can only be described as soul-crushing. But hey, cats, you gotta love them. Merry Christmas from Al's Tree Barn.
Yeah, those cat lovers out there, I know. Easy. We'll appreciate that. Got to take a break for the news. Back with a bonus hour on the way next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.